Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we're giving you a Tyra Banks-style interview of each other. We explore the mystical fantasy world of Aubrey O'Day's Instagram, and we explore whether or not everyone is being real on Be Real. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi!
Hi!
Come on, vocals! Yes, she has the range, ladies and gentlemen. She has it.
Hi!
Yeah.
Are you? Well, are you?
Are you well?
No.
Are you?
Are you high?
Oh, no, I'm not. Are you? No, are
I
you?
I should have waked and baked. Woked and boked.
Why not?
I never do it.
You know what? On Tuesday mornings, we do it.
Really?
And I love it. Tuesday mornings, we wake up. I start the stream at 8 a.m. and we get coffee. We do a wake and bake. And then I work on my farm in Stardew Valley. And let me tell you, Tuesday mornings are literally ideal.
It's all the moment you wake up. Before you put on
before
your
I put on my
makeup.
My bake up. Oh my god. Wait, like a bake up? Like yeah. I'm a bake up
yeah.
artist.
I say a little prayer for you.
I'm a bake up artist. Oh my god.
Hello.
Hey, you know how like okay, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
How some people might turn that into core. Does anybody call you core?
Yes.
Okay, does anybody call you Ree?
No.
Nobody calls me Lur.
Why not? You want me to start?
I don't Lur. Know. I told Hudson. I was like, let me just test the waters on this. I said, Hudson, everyone's been calling me Lur lately.
And?
It's really picking up steam. It's really going viral. He doesn't know what any of that means.
What did he slay?
He said, should I start calling you Lur? I said, well, that's up to you, everyone else.
I thought you were taking this down the road of Tyra Banks interviewing me, and I thought you were going to be all, Tyler Jokely, what's your favorite joke?
Okay, Corey Cool.
No, I'm doing you first.
Oh, okay, we can go back
Tyler
and forth.
Tyler Oakley, what's your favorite joke? Tyler Jokely, what's your favorite joke?
Yeah, you already fucked it up. My favorite joke is... you know what? When I had to like interview for stuff and I like for like jobs in college,
mm-hmm. You would tell
I had
joke.
A joke. Well, if they some companies will ask you like, what's your favorite joke?
No.
Or you know how like Google's like like with stupid questions. So like I had a joke prepared that felt tasteful. You know, so like what do you call a fish with no eyes?
Yeah.
Correct.
Damn, I'm good.
Corey School. What's your favorite school? what's your favorite? What was your favorite subject in school?
Writing.
Mm.
Tyler Pokely. If you had to poke the Pillsbury Doughboy in his belly and make him go, woohoo, would you?
Yes. I would, and I have, and I will again. And he knows why he got it the first time, and he knows why he'll get it the second time.
Okay, hell yeah.
That fucking little. Corey, duel. If you had to duel Hamilton, would you do it?
Well, I hate Hamilton, and you know it. The question should have been,
of a hurricane.
What would be my weapon in a duel?
Okay, Corey, duel. What would be your weapon in a duel against Hamilton?
You know when they take off a glove in a duel and slap the other person with the back of the glove? That's okay. What I'd be about.
Thank God somebody has to do it.
Tyler Stokely, when's the last time you were stoked?
Oh, well... often, actually.
Are you bad at improv? I think you would fail the snatch game. What I'm learning here.
No, the trick to snatch game is believing you're the funniest person there.
Yeah.
If you are cracking up at your own terrible performance, people will laugh with you. People don't know
Honey,
that.
Why do you think one thing I do is laugh at my own dumb jokes.
Corey Poole, have you ever found anything at the bottom of a pool?
Oh my God, one time I came home from a run in the summer and there was a baby deer swimming in our pool and it could not get out. And then I had to wake up my brother and then we used the skimmer basket to lift up underneath its butt and get it out of the pool. And it was so little and it was so tired and it just laid in the grass in the backyard.
So then what happened to it?
Its mama must have come and got it.
Okay. Reeking of chlorine. You know how if you touch a wild animal, their family will disown it because it's you stink like human now.
We do stink. Maybe it also had when your hair turns green from too much chlorine in the summer?
Yes.
Maybe the deer had that.
Oh, it's giving radioactive almost. Deer don't know what's going on. They would think that is a funky deer.
Tyler Chokely. You like to get choked a little in the bedroom?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, but some people don't know how to choke. And let's have that conversation.
You listen.
You're not supposed to make me feel pain. You're supposed to just kind of stop the airflow. And pay attention to my signaling so that if I tell you
you should have a blinking safe word, three big blinks.
if I blink 30 times, it's let me go. If I blink 29 times, it's go harder.
Listen, I saw.
So just count. You have to be counting.
Listen, speaking of counting, I saw a TikTok yesterday. Did you have any more Corey jewels for me?
Corey Jewel. Have you ever smoked a Jewel?
No, Corey Jewel. What's your favorite Jewel song?
No, Corey Jewel. Have you ever smoked a Jewel?
Absolutely not. I don't vape, really? Bro.
Neither do I, bro.
After Jewels and that shit were causing lungs to pop and stuff, I went back explicitly to weed in a pipe.
So when you say you went back,
I used to have.
Does that mean you went to?
No,
the
no,
jewel?
No. I mean, I used to have weed vapes
machine,
a weed little vape machine with the oil and stuff. And then I thought, all right, I'll go back to a bowl. And so I've been back ever since. What I was saying about counting, I saw this TikTok where this woman was all, want to change your mood? Just start to count your laughs. And she was all,
oh, I saw that one.
Ha, 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 ha. And I will say, by the time I got to the eighth or ninth, ha, ha, I did laugh. I laughed so hard I coughed. Not because I smoked a Jewel.
Okay, so you went all the way back around. You brought it around.
Listen,
town.
Baby, my stories have layers today. I hope you're paying attention.
Rarely. Corey Jewel, what's your jewel? What's your favorite jewel
tone
of all the jewels? No, jewel, little, gems and jewels.
Oh, baby. I was talking this weekend about treasure trolls, They had bejeweled belly buttons, and hell yeah, I loved them. Did your parents?
Okay, that doesn't answer my question.
I was at a child's birthday party. this weekend, and then somehow we got on to like asking all the gays there, like, what kind of birthday parties did you have as a kid, and did your parents like let you have like the gay stuff you wanted, like if you were a boy and wanted a My Little Pony birthday cake or something, you know how it was in the 80s. And I was like, my parents actually really did let me have all the gay birthdays I wanted. I had a fucking Treasure Troll birthday party. I had a Care Bear birthday party, which my friend said wasn't the most mask. I loved fun.
I'm trying to remember if I ever had birthday parties. I don't really remember. The only birthday party I ever had, I think, was at like Allskate.
Oh, hell once. Yeah. Was it when they had the laser tag or no?
Yes. And I got to take home a pin, like a bowling pin.
Whoa. With everyone signed it?
Or maybe I guess that must have been at a bowling alley.
Yeah.
Why would they have a bowling pin?
Two things.
Anyway.
Allskate was the roller rink in Jackson, Michigan. I wonder if it's still there, listeners. Has anyone been to Allskate? Secondly, you know there was like a bowling alley by my mom's house growing up, and we would like play behind it, and they would just throw old bowling pins back there, like instead of disposing of them, they'd throw them in the woods and shit, and we thought that was so cool. Bowling pins are heavy.
Yeah, they're like a weapon of choice. If you're in a duel, if you're Corey Duel.
Have you ever put a sock in a lock?
Hey, Corey Stool, when was the last time you had to sift through any fecal matter to try to find something?
Never. I remember once.
You never have?
No. I remember never. Once when we were...
It's not very yes and of you.
No, I'm sorry, my hands haven't dissected my shit. I remember...
It could be somebody else's, like a dog's or a little sister's.
I don't have any of that. I was going to say, I remember once we were playing like Truth or Dare when we were kids in the backyard in like the summer, and my cousin like dared me to step in dog poop barefoot. I did it.
Okay.
I did it. Does that count?
No. I'm saying like if anybody in your life ever swallowed an earring and you had to make sure it came out.
Mm-mm. Never. No, sorry to not yes and, but that simply never happened.
Okay.
Yeah, well. One time my friend accidentally swallowed a pencil grip, and we had to get it.
A pencil grip. Okay, let's talk about unnecessary capitalism fueled.
Oh, baby, I loved a pencil grip. You know how hard.
Child economy for God, school. I've, like a pencil grip.
I think I've just now barely gotten rid of my pencil bump, and I've been out of high school for 20 years.
A pencil bump?
Yeah. You know, like my one finger where I rest my pencil or pen when I write had like a full callus on the knuckle from where I rested my pencil.
How hard are you gripping?
Apparently,
it's like, calm down. It's not that intense.
Hard, baby. Hard boy.
I don't. Oh, hard baby. Hard boy. It's a no for me,
Tyler Yokely.
Yes.
Do you prefer an omelet with the yolks or egg white only?
With the yolks. If I am doing the egg experience, let me tell you. It better have yolk. It better have cheese. It better have like all the accoutrements. I do not want to have a egg white. Like that is so, at that point, just eat something else. To me.
I love the yolk.
Yeah, I love the yolk, but I don't like it when it's runny.
No. Oh, you don't like a dip egg?
I'll maybe once every
like
while.
An over easy, over medium.
I just am not trying to. It depends on the presentation, and usually I like to have my breakfasty items as a sandwich type of experience.
Yeah, and that's hard so like, with a wet yolk dripping.
When they bring you your omelet with some toast, bitch, I'll just put the omelet in the toast, and there I have a sandwich.
No,
if I bite into the sandwich and it's yolk everywhere, it's a no for me.
You used to get that burger at that place with the egg on top, and that was very drippy, runny.
I don't think I recall what you're talking about.
That place with the ketchup leather. How dare you?
Oh, you know what? You're right. But like, I don't remember an egg yolk being yolky.
Oh, well.
So.
Tyler Wokely, are you as tired of woke culture as the Republican Party?
No. Yes and no. Sometimes. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Corey Spool, if Rumpelstiltskin kept you in a tower and said you need to... isn't like a spool, like something with sewing?
Yeah, but I don't know if Rumpelstiltskin kept anyone in a tower, did he?
Rumpelstiltskin was like, you are stuck here, little girl, and here is your, loom, and, or maybe something like a loom, I don't know.
He was like, oh, you must turn this straw into gold.
Yes, yes.
With a spool. Would I do that yes. for him?
Would you do it for him?
Yeah, I'm a little sub pig for
Rumpelstiltskin. I did know that about you.
Yeah.
He is, I feel like he's like 3 feet tall and like, you know, the troll at the doorway that's like, Mom, I puked. You know what I'm talking about? The meme?
No.
There's like a meme of the leprechaun from Leprechaun in the doorway okay. of a... Okay. And it's a silhouette, and the caption is, Mom, I threw up.
Does it make you silhouette?
No. But, like, that's what, to me, what Rumpelstiltskin looks like.
Okay. I think so, they have, like, I think there's pictures of him in these, like, fairy tales and shit.
Was he real ever? Is it based on real?
I don't know.
Are you on Be Real?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Hell
is
yeah.
It public?
I got it before all my friends did.
Can people find you on it, or do you keep it private?
I've had a couple of requests from people I don't know in real life that I've declined.
You're like, you can't see what I am real.
That
you
I've
can't
declined.
Be real with me.
I was like, I don't need you to know where I am in that moment. I appreciate the offer.
So I am not on Be Real. Like, should I be doing that?
It's kind of fun to have for, you know, because I don't have any social media that's just like mine. For me. And so it's kind of nice to like, it was fun this weekend because now my friends all kind of have it too. And we were together both times when it Be Reeled. So we all took like pictures of us with pictures of each other in the background and everything. So it was kind of fun and silly and stupid. It's
Maybe
hard.
I'll get it.
It's hard during the work day. I'm like, how many pictures of me at my laptop doing an Excel spreadsheet do you need to see, baby?
Yeah, I just feel like because I spend so much time streaming that like certainly I mean, it's going to land on me streaming.
Yeah, I mean, that would be more interesting for you. I'd rather see what video game you're playing than you seeing what Excel spreadsheet I'm typing or what email I'm sending.
Right.
It's kind of fun. I've enjoyed it. Yeah, a girlfriend of mine had told me like a month ago to get it, and her and I were the only ones who had it for a long time. And then within the last 2 weeks, like, 10 of my close friends all got it too. So now it's been a little more fun.
Corey Tool. When was the last time you wore anything that had tool in it?
Oh, I love this. So my friend Michelle had left like a rainbow tulle skirt at our house after a pride party like last year or something.
I have one of those. I feel like everyone has that skirt.
So it was like in my apartment forever, and my old roommate and I would just try it on and show each other sometimes.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I think I ran out of your last name. Did I miss any glaring obvious answer?
Tyler Coakley? Tyler, no.
Do you
Tyler.
Love a Coke Zero?
I do. Oh my God. I actually really do. A Coke Zero? Oh my gosh. So last week we had a wedding in Animal Crossing between Monique and Rodney.
I remember.
And
then
the day before we were like, oh, what is the catering between a carny and a dump recycling dump king? Like what catering would they have at the wedding? And I was like, oh, well, what do I like? So I was going to order Olive Garden breadsticks delivery, but they don't deliver. No, you can't get Olive Garden breadsticks delivered. Did you know that?
Damn.
I know. Well, I was going to order them and put hot dogs in them because I saw something where somebody sliced open Olive Garden breadsticks and put hot dogs inside.
I would eat that and use that as the bun. Oh my God.
Right.
Oh,
somebody said that was, I saw a picture. I'm like, oh my God, that's the catering for the wedding and plus a Coke Zero. But they couldn't deliver Olive Garden breadsticks. So there I was with just vegan hot dogs and a Coke Zero. I'm like, okay, well, Rodney really splurged, did that, I guess.
Man, I'm so glad that we've made it 20 minutes into this episode and have had lots to talk about because
the only thing
I had on my list was, have you ever given someone's butthole butterfly kisses?
Yes.
Really?
How long are
your eyelashes? Was this when you were using Latisse?
Well, I would put the Latisse...
Latisse Royale?
The Latisse little wand in the butthole, and then I would apply it
while you were down there.
Yeah, so it's a hands-free experience.
I love that for you.
I didn't actually, and I don't actually, and I haven't actually. I don't think I have, but maybe I have. It seems like not a thing you should do because as somebody who has always been prone to pink eye, I don't think... brushing your eye, your eyelashes are your protectors of your eye. They keep debris out. That's the point. That's why they evolved into having eyelashes, keeping debris out of your eye, keeping the sweat from dripping into your eye.
Do all mammals have eyelashes?
I don't know. Hey, have we ever discussed how mammals has the word ma'am in it?
Mammals.
Thank God we have 10 more minutes because, bitch, I could go in.
Please lead the way. I'll go down this rabbit hole. Yes,
I actually do have, I have something I want to discuss.
Okay, let's hear it. Should I be
seated? Are you up? Yes. Seated, S-E-E-D-E-D.
I always stand. I'm standing.
Are you seated? When was the last time you got seated?
It's been too long.
Latisse
Royale.
So there was a TikTok. Okay, first of all, Aubrey O'Day.
Okay, yeah.
Are you familiar with...
Did I reply to your tweet and say save it for the podcast? Because I meant to.
I don't know. Did you see what was going down with Aubrey O'Day?
I saw your tweet, and I literally was contemplating tweeting at you and saying, save it for the podcast.
What was my tweet?
That Aubrey O'Day made her Instagram private after someone called her out for making Photoshopped Instagram posts.
Okay, yes. So here's what had happened. And I posted the pictures in the Babylon on the Discord. I just did it. There
Babel
you go.
Babel for your life, Babylon.
Yes. So there's pictures that Aubrey O'Day from, what's the? Danity Kane fame was posting on Instagram of her at all of these like exotic locations all around the world posing in like, with the, like, pretense of not saying that these were photoshopped, but you know, like, as if she's there, I guess. And somebody made a TikTok showing all of her Instagram posts and the original pictures that she photoshopped herself into, and being like, is anybody else noticing that Aubrey O'Day's entire Instagram is like her photoshopping herself into locations?
Well, the four pictures I saw you tweet were all very obviously photoshopped, so that's why I'm confused. Like, who's being duped?
You know, some people are do not have media literacy.
Maybe she loves to laugh. Maybe she loves fun. Maybe she's like taking a Photoshop class and needed an A.
Maybe. I thought this was, to me, as somebody who can tell when things are like maybe a little bit fantasy land, I thought it was camp. I thought it was performance art. I thought it was commentary. I thought it was the...
I think she's working on a degree.
I think it's saying something about social media and presentation of self in the moment of Be Real and people still not being real on Be Real. I think
are
it was,
people not being real on Be Real?
I don't know. I don't know
what I did find out about Be Real this weekend is that if you take multiple shots, the other people can see how many tries of a picture you took.
Oh, that's shameful. That is shameful. Well, so the TikTok went viral about her, like, not being real. Okay. So then this morning she posted a picture of her at the gates of heaven. Did you see this?
No, but I'm already loving it.
Which it's her at the gates of heaven, and then you swipe, and it's her hugging Jesus with her whole ass out. Please go look at it right now. I need you to at least look at the picture, and I'm going to read you. It's on the episode topic ideas on the Discord. I'll read you the caption she posted.
Yeah, please, baby. I'm waiting.
Took the PJ to heaven in the last 24. Wanted to share with y'all how beautiful it was. Also, I ran into Jesus and we hugged it out. He told me to let the little bird on TikTok with so much to say about my life that she needs to stop washing her pussy in the sink. We are adults, baby. You gotta run the whole thing through the water.
Oh.
Go off. And she goes on to say, and not that I need to explain myself, but I've been in this industry for over 20 years and have been traveling the world since I was 7. If I want my Instagram to be curated like a museum of art, then that's what the fuck is going to happen. I am a real artist. I'm a real creator. I do all my creative from my music to my flicks, everything from my hair, glam, nails, styling, backdrops, editing, shooting, and the weather isn't always perfect when I shoot. And I vacation alone. I don't need to be flown places, let alone the fact that a lot of the shots that I give y'all are in places that you have to spend hours scaling mountains to get to. Respect my aesthetic. I work hard to give y'all beautiful content, and this feels the way the places I travel vibrate, because I want y'all to vibrate high with me. Little TikTok girl, I am so sorry to your place of work that allows you to sit on my page with all day with binoculars, but I suggest you learn the lesson fast. You don't even need to concentrate on others to be your own version of special and necessary in this world. You can make positive changes just by using your own gifts. Stop looking left and right if you want to move forward.
I think she really said that, did that. What did they do?
I thought, you know what? This is what could be more real than creating the fantasy life you want to present. Everyone else acting like the fantasy that they present is real, when she is very clearly in on the experience of presenting an aesthetic of how she wants her fantasy life to be. I'm on Team Aubrey O'Day. What can I slay?
Listen, I will be completely honest. Every time a TikTok shows up on my feed that's somebody explaining how to do Photoshop, I watch it. I don't know how to use Photoshop at all, but I still think it's interesting, and I still wish it was a skill set that I had. So good for her. I wish my Instagram could look like hers.
It can.
I don't know Photoshop.
Baby, you know what you could do? Learn.
Learn.
Everything that you've ever, everything that you are good at,
life's a video game. No, I don't. Do you think that's true? A couple weekends ago, people were asking me how I was a good runner, and I don't think I learned. I do think that was like a skill I was born with.
Well, the skill was keeping consistent in running.
Yeah, that could be it.
I saw a post that was like, all The only thing you need to be an artist, the only thing need to have is the desire to create art. And any like skill that any artist has is like a tool that they can use to execute that desire to make art. So like how is anything else different? Like an athlete, somebody who's good at Photoshop, Aubrey O'Day.
We're all just trying our best.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Corey...
Yeah. What you got for me? Anything else
Nothing.
On your list? That was it?
Just the Aubrey O'Day.
Of it all.
Of it all. Yes.
O'Day O'Slay.
Okay.
Was Ashley O's last name in Black Mirror Ashley O'Day?
No.
What's the O stand for?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I think it was that. Baby, let me love you down.
Aubrey O'Say. Can you sing?
Aubrey O'Say.
Can you sing the Star Spangled Banner?
Yeah, I just did. Is that I couldn't tell you with a gun to my head which song is which between Star Spangled Banner and
America the Beautiful?
America the Beautiful, or like, what is our anthem? I don't know.
Did you? It's our national anthem.
And like, why do we have the Pledge of Allegiance? That's like some creepy, creepy shit.
You know what I was really thinking this weekend?
The Pledge of Allegiance, having children recite the Pledge of Allegiance at a flag, that is some creepy shit.
Baby, it's all creepy. It's all creepy, baby. It's all
Corey,
creepy.
Where would I be without you?
It is all creepy, baby.
Hey, when was the last time you saw a creepy baby?
So did you have, I saw an Instagram post of, it was like an easy bake oven, but for boys, because you would make like creepy crawly, like worms and spiders and, out of this like little like goop, and it would like harden a little bit, but it was still like a gummy-ish.
Yes.
Did you have that?
Creepy crawlers or something.
Yeah.
It was called creepy crawlers.
I saw an Instagram post that I sent it to my brother because he and I definitely had, I think it was mine, but I think I let him play with it sometimes. And he said, the number of times I burned my hand on that little oven. Who's giving children ovens?
Toys R Us. I don't know. Like the parents, the
is
Santa.
Toys R Us still open?
No, she gone. She's deuces. So yeah, I just looked up the commercial. Creepy crawlers.
I had that.
I think my older brothers had that, but I don't think I had it.
Well, you can. My mom's probably still got it in our basement. If you want, come by and play.
Okay. Do you guys have a trampoline?
We did. But we were one of the households where it was like only two at a time.
Boo.
And somebody still broke their arm.
Yeah, when parents had rules for their trampoline, it was like, grow up.
No, it's necessary.
Now as an adult, I know it to be necessary, but as a child, God. I'm trying to eat while I jump, while other people are on it, while we're like battling. God.
All the kids, what, don't you just remember, how old were you? And then when all the kids just started getting trampolines and everyone was like, oh my God, they have a trampoline.
Yeah, we did not have a trampoline, but we had a pool, which was like good for the neighborhood economy, where if we wanted anything, access to anything.
You didn't have birthday parties, but you had a pool.
We had a pool. Rich. And a hot tub. Yeah, well, this was, you know, before some things happened, so, you know.
Tyler Smokely. Mm. Would you blow Smokey the Bear?
Yes. As a man. If there were a man form of him. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Because I feel like his ethics are pro-Earth, and he's anti, you know, like, fire, forest fires. Mm. And I feel like he's like burly and kind of got that je ne sais quoi.
Hell yeah. He would know when to, he would know how to choke you.
Yeah. Yeah. Corey. Fool.
Did you say fool?
Yeah.
Okay. And then why? Fool you once. Just, shame on me. Fool you twice.
I'm just saying what I see.
Corey Drool. Can you keep that spit in your mouth?
Can you?
I guess I have a really good last name for this interview structure. Should I ask Tyra Banks to be on her show?
Corey Skewel. Do you know anybody named with that name at your Skewel?
Skewel. No.
No?
I sure don't.
Oh. Okay. Did we do?
Oh, we made it. Oh.
I think we did.
I think we did too. I think we did a good job.
I think it was a fun one. I think the kids will be gagging, Mama.
And tweet me with your important questions, Tyra Banks interview questions.
Actually, you know what? Tweet both of us with if you want us to reply to you with a question rhyming your name. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I think you might need to write instructions. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
Hey, you know about the Venga bus?
Yes, I do.
The Venga bus is coming.
We like to party.
Before we recorded the podcast, before we started, I was like, so how many speeds are there?
Speeds?
Speed.
Zero to, oh, three?
Okay.
At least
so the first
two.
One is a, the first one is a bus.
And, but they do end up on a boat, I think, at some point. And I think maybe also a train.
Yeah. But like, you know how in horror movies, they slow down a song? Like,
yeah. Yeah, there was a scene in The Strangers where the record...
I got five on it. You know?
Oh, I know.
And maybe. It becomes
Don't
it becomes
you worry,
creepy.
I know.
Well, what was The Strangers?
It was just like a record had... The hand had like... The adjustment on the record was wonky, and then it was all very slow and scary.
Well, what if... The Venga bus is...
And it's like a scary movie, and there's like a bus turned over, and they're like laying in the side of the bus hiding, and it's like a slasher,
a cursed bus
a cursed bus. No, I'm never gonna get behind a cursed bus.
Well, you won't get behind it, but you might be inside it.
How big is that bus?
Medium. It's definitely got an accordion middle.
Oh, you know I'm wet for an accordion middle.
Is coming. So yeah.
Cool.
I wasn't going anywhere with that.
Is that where people can find you on the scary Venga bus?
You can find me on the Bitch, we have been listening to Vengabus. I need to be more deliberate with what I manifest because we have been listening to Vengabus a lot on stream. If we ever need to turn the fuck up. And then this past Friday, they released a Vengabus remix. Somebody did. Like a extreme version.
Like your Spotify end of the year recap is going to be worse than the year when Iggy Azalea was your most played song.
The finger bus is coming.
Corey, where can people find you?
Everybody's jumping. Is that what they're doing? They're jumping?
I don't know.
And everybody's jumping. New York to San Francisco. You can find me reading your tweets about my name on Twitter. It's a ghost sender.
Cool, Corey. Cool, comma Corey.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. All right.
I'll see y'all on the Discord
later.